This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2321. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 13th, Algeria, Brazil, China, Cuba, East Turkestan, Finland, Germany, Hungary, India, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Kyrgyzstan, Luxembourg, North America, Peru, Slovakia, Solomon Islands, Taiwan, Turkey, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Steiner disclaimer. First filed under Algeria, the transmitter site. This article, originally by Michel Frémy on his Radio Magazine Facebook group in French, via Idun's Medium Wave Info via Arctic Radio Club's Medium Wave Echo. Western Sahara had been declared a non-self-governing territory by the UN. It's between Morocco in the north, Algeria to the east, Mauritania to the south and east, and Spain's Canary Islands to the west. It has been under Moroccan occupation since 1975, but the Polisario Front wants to end the occupation and has been waging a war of independence with the help of Algeria. Polisario stands for Frente Popular de Liberación de Saguía El Hamra y Río de Oro. The Polisario Front has its own radio station and TV channel based at headquarters of the government of the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic in the Rabouni refugee camp in the far southwest of Algeria, in the wilaya of Tandouf. It remains to be seen what the future holds for the radio station. Will it shut down or continue its resistance? Algeria will certainly continue to provide support, but this certainly will not be the case for other countries, including Spain. The Polisario has been broadcasting on medium and shortwave for over 40 years. It's at 8 kilometers south of Tandouf, not far from the road connecting Rabouni to Tandouf. The medium wave transmitter has recently been re-equipped on 1550 kilohertz with 100 kilowatts, coupled to a 120-meter guide antenna. 1550, of course, is a split frequency in European terms, meaning it's widely heard by DXers in Europe, but very difficult to hear in North America, where it's not a split frequency. The 20-kilowatt shortwave transmitter has been unusable. It was on 7460 or 6297. Broadcasts are mainly in Arabic, but a program in Spanish is every evening, La Voz del Pueblo Sahrawi. Between the heat and the desert sands, the teams and equipment work in difficult conditions. The heat is unbearable, and the air conditioning systems struggle to cool the facilities, while electricity is produced by generators due to instability of the grid. We noticed that Brazil's Rádio Nacional Amazônia had been missing sometimes from 11780. So had Paul Walker in Alaska the weekend of November 8th, but the other frequency, 6180, was stronger than usual. He inquired from the engineering manager at EBC, Manuel Caetano, and got this information. They had a problem with the logic unit, but that was resolved, and issues with certain tubes, so 11780 was running at reduced power of 100 kilowatts instead of 250. And also 6180 was switched to the antenna which had been used on 11780, named 312 degrees, which of course is favorable for North America, far beyond the Amazon. And then more recently he heard that they reduced power again on 11780 to 50 kilowatts. There have been token broadcasts in English and Spanish, no more than 5 minutes each at 0150 UT Tuesday through Saturday. But now they've added two more airings of that. It's not clear whether they're repeats of that or prepeats, as for days of the week. But from the EBC website via Dr. Hans Rugbiner, the new times, which I haven't yet confirmed, are at 0750 and 1020 UT. Well, 750 is normally the time when they've been turning on in the mornings. Ralph W. Perry in Illinois has been monitoring 6200, where there is a station in Tibet, and another one in Nanning, China, which he's more interested in, Voice of Jinling. on November 12th. It was signing on later than before. This may be an aberration, not clear yet. It was absent at 12:30, while Tibet was still being heard, but at 12:48, Jinling had come on in progress with the usual strong signal. So maybe their nominal sign-on is closer to 12:45. There used to be an infamous double sign-on a few minutes earlier. He says, I can also confirm they are indeed using the same recorded program block for this warm-up segment. Zorba-style mandolin at 12:58, with Chinese announcements, and then Tanya Chua's red high heels. 12:59, running up to the usual triumphant fanfare and ID at 1300, into commercials. As always, lots of anomalies from Cuba, where something's always wrong at RHC or Radio Cuba. The new frequency of 11880 is being heard often, but not exactly reliably. It might be on the air for English after 2000 UT and or 15140 if they manage to modulate. On November 7th, it was dead air. The China relay at 01-03 UT is on 6180, which is bad news for Brazil, clashing for at least 1 hour between 01 and 02. Another frequency, often with dead air from RHC, but sometimes modulated, 15230. However, November 9th at 15:18, it was on 15233 by mistake, a slip of the finger. East Turkestan, in communication of the British DX Club, Alan Pennington reminds us that Xinjiang PBS usually resumes winter frequencies in the 75 and 60-meter bands in mid-November. In Oklahoma, I often hear these at least carriers around sunset, and since these frequencies match up to their transmissions, even if there's no modulation detectable, I'm quite sure that's where they're coming from. Anyhow, the frequencies are, in Chinese, 3950 and 5060. Uyghur on 3990 and 4980. Mongolian on 4500. And Kazakh on 4850. Via Karikalio, news about Radio Blacksmith Knoll, KNOLL, from their website in Finland, rbsk6120.radio.am. They've received an extension of license and a bit more muscle. Transmissions were going to return on Saturday, November 8th, and continue through the end of January 2026, mainly on weekends. Except for special weekday programs around public holidays and major events. And a technical upgrade. Our transmitter can now operate at its full authorized output of 100 watts. So keep listening to 6120 for Radio Blacksmith Knoll, stronger than ever from the windswept western edge of Finland. Germany, Uncle Bill Tofford updates us about his plans for broadcasting his two shows during November. He says we're pausing our shows on 6070 and 9670 from Channel 292 for a month or two, but still transmitting on 3955 from Channel 292 in Germany, as follows. From the Isle of Music in November features Cuban music recordings that entered the Latin and regular Grammy competitions this year, Friday, November 14th, at 17 UT on 3955 and repeating at 2200. And then 1 week later, at the same times and frequencies, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, a polka party, featuring Polish-American bands from the Northeast U.S. and Chicago. If you think you don't like polkas, you just haven't listened to the right bands, he says. That's Friday, November 21st, at 17 and 22 UT on 3955. From Barrons.com, November 8th via Mike Cooper. President Trump's administration has vowed to shut down a U.S.-funded Hungarian language broadcaster in a bid to boost nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who was visiting the White House. Kari Lake, whom Trump put in charge of U.S. Agency for Global Media, told Congress she would seek to block funding for Szabad Európa, the Hungarian language service of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. Well, it's already off the air anyway, is it not? Anyhow, Bill Tofford comments about that. It's a strange paradox that some of the least vital, from the perspective of U.S. funding international services, are the very ones that keep on ticking. Szabad Európa is an example of a service where we can ask our European allies to step up. After we step off, And if they won't, well, George Soros was born in Budapest, is worth billions, involved in political activism and broadcasting. Szabad Európa's fiscal year 2023 budget was about one sesquimega dollar, lunch money for Mr. Soros. Some observations of Spotlight, the English language quarter hour, which Akashvani or All India Radio inserts to other language broadcasts, rather than standing alone in English. Tony Pavick in BC was hearing it Sunday, November 9th at 20 UT on 11900, discussing Prime Minister Modi and development projects. Also on the same frequency, 11900, during the Arabic broadcast starting at 1823. Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State says reception fairly good. 11900 has been getting out nicely here to the U.S. West Coast in the last couple of weeks. I tuned to Akashvani a little before 20 UT on November 10th, 11900. Southeast Asian music while I was working, but Spotlight, the station's English program started at 2002, about relations between India and Angola. It finished at 2017 and the signal went off the air instead of lasting until 2030. Tony Pavick says reception is much better for Spotlight at 2000 than at 1820. And so far, I've heard it on 12 out of the last 14 days. On November 12th, Arthur Posner near New York City says it was more or less normal at 2015 in French, but insane equalization, always emphasizing the low end of the audio spectrum, and with polar fading and occasional buzzing, and it suddenly went completely silent at 2024. Wolfgang Buford reports a much oddity frequency of Akashvani Tibetan service via New Delhi Kingsway Broadcast Center, 11864.760. At 11 UT to the Qatar remote receiver, the schedule is 1045 to 1215, and of course, since it's in Tibetan, there is CNR1 jamming on even 11865. Ron Howard reports on the two Indonesians on 41 meters, November 10th, 7205 RRI Program 3, at 1659 UT via remote at Bandung. Song of the Coconut Islands theme music news until 1707. And 7289.93 RRI Nabiri Program 1 he heard directly at Asilomar State Beach at 0815 to 0905 UT. Mostly non-stop, easily listening songs, some of them in English. And the usual Islamic segment at 0846 to 0857. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany report what seems to be jamming against an Iranian broadcast around 1040 UT, November 11th. 11779.964. Multi-string elegant jamming, he says, against Iran's Sirjan outlet in the Dari language. That service is scheduled at 920 to 1050. Where is the jamming coming from? Saudi Arabia, Israel, Pakistan? He describes it as multi-28 strings with audio whistling, squealing, every 511.6 hertz apart each on either sideband. Joe Hannon in New Jersey complains about a collision on 11815. One of the few English broadcasts from Radio Japan is at 14 UT, but for the B-25 season, Voice of Turkey and Turkish to Europe dominates the frequency. It's on from 14 to 17. November 8th, he could barely hear NHK's time pips at the top of the hour, making NHK reception impossible in eastern North America. He says TRT should make the call on finding a suitable frequency for this three-hour block, as Japan has been on 11815 for years. It's your move, Emmerler. Unfortunately, I have to reply, the trouble is, North America is not a target for either one. So why should they care if not seriously interfering with each other in their own targets? But here is a deliberate collision, or rather jamming, which fails to succeed, reported by Wolfgang Büschel on November 11th. On 11550.003, Turkey's near evenly aligned new 300-kilowatt transmitter with brass band music at 1052 UT, while Dengagel, the Kurdish national radio program relayed from Armenia, at 1057 November 11th, was way off at 11524.994, more than 25 kilohertz away. via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz. World of Radio 2321, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Andy Reid in Ontario, who sent a contribution in Canadian dollars via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. In the British Studios Club, Wang Zidong in Beijing reports Radio Kuwait at 0804 UT, November 13th on 7250, with broken even miserable modulation via remote in Syria. Is Radio Kuwait still active on any other frequency? Dave Kenny replies, as far as I know, the Persian service on 7250 is currently the only active shortwave broadcast from Radio Kuwait. The English service used to be on shortwave, not heard for some years, but it can still be heard on the local medium wave frequency 963 via a Kiwi remote receiver in Kuwait at 18 to 21 UT. WBCQ is not the only station on the out-of-band frequency 5130. In communication of the British Theatre Club about Kyrgyzstan, that transmitter on 5130 is usually on the air in the afternoons from 15 to 18 UT, from the 1st to the 15th of each month, but heard October 30th from TuneIn at midnight 12 on 5130.15. The website announces www.afghanradio.org, so it was the Pamir Ministries station from Kyrgyzstan with Christian programming, known by its Persian name Sidaye Zindage, meaning sound of life, still on when rechecked at 0104. That's according to Alan Pennington and Tony Rogers. Of course, it's off-frequency plus, while WBCQ is always off-frequency minus and more active on weekends. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Andy Robbins, on a de-expedition in Parker, Pennsylvania, reports direct reception of Luxembourg on 6140 Radio Onda. 29 October, signing on with church bells at 0659, time pips and an ID in French mentioning Radio Gloria, which is a relay of the Swiss religious broadcaster, then followed in German. Power is reportedly 200 watts, a transmitter at the same site used by Radio Luxembourg of yore. Another report from Andy Robbins in Pennsylvania, 9240 USB, Art Bell Rants Radio, 30 October, at 1850 UT. This is a North American pirate. Art Bell talking about pumpkins and radio, and discussing Donnie Darko and other movies. Halloween isn't about monsters, it's about modulation. Some of the events discussed occurred after the real Art Bell died, so the consensus among the expeditioners was that this was done with an AI-generated voice. Via the remote in Lima, which times out after 5 minutes, Ron Howard reports from Peru, Radio Senda Cristiana on 4820 until sign-off at 0254 November 13th, with the national anthem. It's operated by the Cotahuasi Ministry Center Project. It went on the air with assistance from SIM, that is, the Sudan Interior Mission, the original supporter of ELWA Liberia. In communication of the British Chess Club, the tentative B-25 schedule for Radio Slovakia International, at least, until the end of December via WRMI, I think all of these are in English, daily at 22 on 5850, and at midnight 30 on 5850 and 15770, and a 1:30 Tuesday through Saturday on 5800 and 17790, and daily at 03 on 7730 and 7780. These are all for half an hour. Also via KLL in Germany, daily at 1130 and 1330, and 1500 on 6005, and at 1830 on 3985. Ron Howard noted Solomon Islands missing from 5020 November 13th at 1125. Here's why, according to Solomon Power on Facebook: rainy weather, strong winds, causing disruptions to power supply from downed or damaged power lines. Crews working to restore electricity as soon as safely possible. The British DS Club, Alan Pennington says, VORW Radio International was back on its originally announced 9705, Thursday, 13 November at 9 to 10 UT, via Taiwan, a strong signal into its target area of East Asia, while the week before they were on 9740 to avoid KNLS on 9705. So the question now is, where was KNLS this week? Voice of Turkey up to its usual tricks, something's always erroneous at Emirlair. The new frequency for English to North America at 23 UT, 5960, not on the air every day. And on November 13th, it stayed on the air an extra hour after midnight UT until 0100 in German, which is not supposed to be on at all on any frequency. Then just before 0100, they finally changed to the correct frequency for the next broadcast in Portuguese, 7280. Another from BDXC Communication. The presenter of Over to You, Rajan Datar, announced on 25 October that BBC has decided to end the weekly listeners' feedback programming, which he's been presenting for the past 20 years. With the start of the winter schedules, 26 October, it would be aired monthly with a new presenter and a longer format. World Service schedules show the first airing of the new Over to You would be Thursday, 20 November, at 10:06 to 10:30, repeated on Sunday, 23rd, at 19:32. It should be carried on World Service online streams as well as on DAB in the UK, but there are no shortwave frequencies scheduled at these times. From Radioland, James Cridland's radio newsletter via Mike Terry, good news after BBC Sounds was turned off in July, BBC have restored on-demand access for flagship BBC Radio 4 programmies in the BBC International app around 4 months later. As you may have heard in the mainstream press and BBC itself, the BBC director, Tim Davie, has resigned after criticism of the broadcaster's editing of a speech by Trump. Yes, he's threatening to sue the BBC for a gigadollar. There have been detailed reports about this in the Associated Press, Telegraph, Guardian, among others, via Mike Cooper. And the complaint is about how Trump's speeches were edited. And a headline from Guardian says, Boris Johnson trying to undermine BBC leadership. From the British DX Club, we're very sorry to learn that Gordon Darling, one of the UK's top DXers in the 70s and 80s, has passed away in a nursing home in Sussex on 18 October. He was born in 1948. From Radio Magazine, 1 October, originally in French, via communication of the BDXC. The U.S. Agency for Global Media has launched a tender for labor, equipment, materials, and transportation necessary to remove, transport, and dispose of 25 parabolic antennas of various sizes, including their foundations and power distribution units associates. Lampertheim Transmitter Center in Germany was best known for its shortwave transmitters. This is the old broadcasting center of Radio Liberty that was operated by the former IBB. Regarding future of other USAGM transmitters, Marathon and Greenville in the USA have been put back into service with Radio Marti. For Kuwait and the Philippines, USAGM has just launched tenders to provide personnel transportation to these stations. Not sure what that means, but that was back on 1 October. Bill Tilford comments, I find myself having mood swings about whether a ubiquitous voice of Trump would really do the U.S. long-term diplomatic objectives any favors. Maybe the best we can hope for in the U.S. is to preserve enough infrastructure to rise phoenix-like once the U.S. swaps its tangerine for another fruit. This is why I humor Marti right now, even though I consider it a sad parody of what we should be doing generally in Latin America. I need to make clear World of Radio scheduling on shortwave Gold Radio Germany. According to their latest week-by-week information, the 6 MHz frequency, 6160, currently is not on the air at all in the evenings, and 3 MHz is not on the air earlier in the mornings. But here are our scheduled times in chronological order on 3975 and or 6160. Friday at 23:30 on 3, Saturday 15:30 on 3 and 6, Saturday 18:30 on 3, Sunday 22:30 on 3, Monday 09:30 on 6, Monday 20:30 on 3, Wednesday midnight 30 on 3, and 20:30 on 3, Thursday, 17:30 on 3 and 6. These are all, of course, universal times. On Sunday, November 9th, I was surprised to hear myself on WRMI 7570 at 0730 UT. That's a new time for World of Radio on WRN, which WRMI happens to be relaying at that time. Not only on 7570, but supposedly also on 7730, 15770, 5850, and 7780. On the other hand, the Sunday 21 UT airing on WRMI 15770 has been replaced by some other DX program, Echoes in the Ether. From the CMA newsletter via BDXC Communication, Tesla cars are eliminating FM radios altogether from their newest entry-level models. From 2020, AM radios started being removed from their electric vehicles. Tesla's move makes it the first mainstream auto brand to cut out over-the-air radio entirely. The decision is viewed as a bold one, given the data. Via CIDX Messenger, a letter to Radio World about who is listening to HD Radio, from Charles Spivey of Louisville, Kentucky. He is VP of Ops and Tech at Louisville, Kentucky Public Media, including WUOL, WFPL, and WFPK. In the early 2000s, funding was made available to many public radio stations to implement HD, and we all jumped at the chance to add this new technology to our stations. Over the past two decades, as transmitters were upgraded or HD radio equipment failed, a significant number of stations quietly turned off their HD signals and never restored them. For many, the benefits simply do not outweigh the expense of operating them. I argued that few listeners actually tune in via HD radio. Many don't even realize they're listening in HD, even if they have an HD radio receiver. I even encountered car dealers who would disable HD in new vehicles because customers returned complaining of reception dropouts. In IRCA, Don Moore recommends a Radio Jingles podcast. On the History of Radio Jingles with Samples, 20,000 Hertz is one of my favorite podcasts. Looking through the archives, other related radio programs on Mel Blanc, The Voice of Looney Tunes, also very good. It's at www.figures20k.org under Episodes, Radio Station Jingles. And then there's the SWL QSL Museum, created in 1998 by Bill McDavitt. It's at SWLQSLMuseum.com. Supposedly updated this month, but Kari Kallios says he's not getting any reply from the email address on the site. You may have noticed we've had some serious radio blackouts, but great auroral displays as far south as Texas or Florida. But the propagation outlook from SWPC, issued November 10th, called for A and K indices peaking at 25 and 5 on November 26th and December 3rd, also elevated the days before and after. Quietest dates of 5 and 2, November 14th and 15th, 18th and 19th, 22nd and 23rd. Solar flux descending from 185 November 13th to 135 November 30th. As of midnight UT 14 November, radio blackouts reaching the R2 level were expected. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser here, concluding World of Radio 2321 with a standard disclaimer.